We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Marks and Reese on a Tuesday. Johnny Marks and the return of Mr. Ike Reese. Hi, Ike.
What's up there, Johnny Marks?
Did you have a great Valentine's Day?
I did, man. I did.
And anniversary and everything else.
I did.
And we will get into all that later on in the show because I'm ready to go. All this baseball talk and really the cheating talk, I love. I love the fact that baseball players are actually coming out on the record and they're hammering these losers from the Astros. They're hammering the commissioner. They're hammering Major League Baseball. The reaction is actually great. Expose it. Talk about it. Let the players bitch about it. Let the organizations complain. Make fun of the commissioner. Rip the commissioner. All of this needs to be exposed because baseball screwed up. Again, they never learn. They never learn, and they did it again, and fans are ticked off. I believe, like, some people will say that, oh, well, this is great for baseball. Look at all the attention. There's nobody that's watching baseball this year and in the long term because of this. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think they lose actual viewers and people that care about baseball. So I think it's great, and I love the conversation. I love the talk, and I love the players ripping everybody. I think this is great. This is exactly what baseball needs, Ike.
A cheating scandal?
Well, handling it like this, right? Handling like they are now.
They botched the way they handled it, the commissioner did, the way they handled it. And now the players are speaking out. Everybody's in spring training, so now
everybody's
feels comfortable. The floodgates came over. Who was first, Jack? Bellinger?
Yeah, Bellinger.
Yeah, Bellinger was first. So now the rest of the guys around the league feel comfortable in speaking their minds when they didn't have anything to say for weeks when this stuff originally broke. There was less outrage when this stuff originally broke. There was more amazement that no one knew about it and that there wasn't more outrage. And now there seems to be outrage everywhere. Everyone seems to be upset because now the players are speaking out against it. Some of the players that are playing, and I get that. I get that. Some of their brethren have stepped over the lines, right? But here's what I'll say to you. First of all, this is something that baseball is a victim of. They are their own worst enemies. You know, they have this culture of unwritten rules, these stupid things you can do and get away with it because it was written in the unwritten rules, air quotes, that is, 100 years ago that people seem to be okay with. And just because, you know what? It's called evolution. And because we're 100 years later, you know, there's technology now that's involved. So some of these things that these players were able to get away with as long as devices weren't included, I mean, that's what they're doing right now. Here's what I'll tell you. You say this is good for baseball. I say this is bad for baseball. You know, this may be a little bit of a little flash of popularity at the top of the headlines. Everybody's discussing it. But that's only because it's a train wreck or a car wreck that we want to see. So we're stopping. We're driving by it slowly. We're rubbernecking it. We're checking it out. But in the end, we're going to go on about our lives. And that's what's going to happen with baseball. And that's why this is bad for baseball, because all this does is give casual baseball fans, another reason not to watch baseball.
Ike, I agree with you.
That's all it does.
I don't think this is good for baseball in the fact of this is, it puts them in the news, and that's what you want. People are talking about baseball. I don't have that take at all. What I'm saying is that now that it's out, it's good to talk about it. It's good to expose it. it's good to let the players complain. You know why? Because these players better not be cheating, too.
They've all been cheating.
These players that are now going on the record, all right? I don't want to hear about all of a sudden them finding one of these guys doing a designer drug. Uh-oh. Right? So everybody.
But we know that's going to happen, John.
Yeah, but like what I'm saying is everybody needs to kind of lay their hand out on the table, right? If there's players that are really ticked off about it, then go out there and let everybody know that you're ticked off about it. Go on the record. Expose it. Complain about it. Roast the commissioner. Commissioner has done a terrible job handling this. Again.
Why didn't you do it prior to now?
What?
These players that are speaking out.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I know, because now it's easy to do.
Sure.
It's easy to do now because you feel like you got the public support behind you. Because had you done it, if you really had these true values about the game of baseball and was appalled by this stuff that seemingly is a culture in baseball, cheating, by the way, whether it's with pitchers, whether it's with hitters, whether it's with managers, now we've gone into the front office that's also a part of it. There seems to be a culture of cheating in the sport of baseball. So if you really wanted to step out, you really want to step out for the integrity of the game. Why didn't you do it before now?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, no one did. So now it seems easy to do it.
It is easy to do it.
You know why it wasn't done before now? Because they know they would have been blackballed or looked at differently by their peers. That's why it wasn't done now. It's a culture of it. And quite frankly, the commissioner is trying to move past this thing as fast as possible, sweeping it under the rug, much like the Patriots with Roger Goodell, with the video cameras when they destroyed the tapes and we were all looking for tapes. Yeah, you know why we couldn't find the tapes? Because the commissioner didn't want us to see the tapes.
You're right.
Didn't want us to see the tapes. And they don't want this to be exposed. They don't want it to be exposed that there's a culture of cheating possibly going on in baseball.
And it needs to be exposed. It does. It needs to be exposed. And I love the fact that the public's reacting the way that it is. The teams are acting the way that they are. They're hammering. I mean, Nick Markakis of the Braves today said they need to be beaten, right? Which is obviously, like, pretty strong and too strong. But what he's saying is, like, this is – I've been really surprised at how personal the players have taken it. Because all along, Jack, Mr. Inside Baseball, Jack Fritz, has said that – you notice no players are talking about this because they all cheat too.
Exactly.
Guess what? All the players are talking about it now. Why do you think that is?
Because they got a spring training.
Because there's a difference between doing what teams do, which is trying to steal signs in ways without technology. Because that's always been a part of the game. When you start putting cameras in the outfield and banging on trash cans because you're able to see what the camera's transmitting, that's the difference. And all these players should be angry.
You're trying to tell me during the time this was going on, the opponents didn't know this was going on? Forget about fans who could be oblivious to this. Forget about the viewers who are watching that don't know what the hell's going on.
Baseball knew about it.
I'm talking about the opponents. You mean to tell me they didn't notice this?
Apparently they didn't, Ike.
Oh, they noticed it.
So they kept going along with it then and throwing meatballs right down the middle of the plate even though they knew that what was coming?
Well, didn't we have a manager in New York that – or who was it? Who was it that said that they needed to do a better job at cheating than the other team was doing in so many words? He said that in so many words.
It was Carlos Beltran.
Yeah, Beltran. He said that in so many words.
Well, Cora said it about Beltran. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was cheating. Because there's teams that were known for cheating, mm-hmm. like Cora, like Beltran, if he would have went to the Mets, because of the Houston Astros thing.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the question. We know where we are right now. We know what the players are saying. We'll play some of the players and their reactions coming up. I love it. But how should the rest of baseball handle the Astros cheating scandal? Like, stop, move on, or keep talking about it. Keep talking it up. Keep talking it up. 888-729-9494. I love the fact they're talking it up. Because the next time something happens, and ultimately something's going to happen again, because that's just the nature of baseball and sports, now baseball maybe will realize that they have to actually do things correctly.
Yeah, but what are they doing about it? They didn't do anything. What did they do? The players, did they get penalized for this somehow?
No, Major League Baseball screwed the entire thing up. From the penalty of the players to the team to everything else. But at this point, let them keep talking about it. Let's just have our week or however long it's going to be. Let's beat up on the Astros. 888-729-9494.
Because they know it's going to pass. We can yell and beat on trash cans all we want. They're not taking away the title. They aren't. They no more punishment coming down. Eventually, it goes away.
Jack, what would you think?
And that's what the commissioner wants. He only thing they did yesterday and last week when they did these press conferences is they walked the plank that they knew they would have to.
Mm, you're right.
Let's get it over with. That's all they did.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. They walked the plank. They did. They did. That's fine.
Baseball man, how's it make you feel?
I mean, it's unfortunate, but I think getting it all out there and making sure it's all out there, get the cheating, all that stuff, get it all out there just get it all out there, let everyone get outraged, let it handle the spring training, and then just stop talking about it.
But here's the thing. This is a really big deal. This is a really, really big deal. This is worse than steroids. It's not as bad as the 1919 Black Sox. I get that. All right, the guys weren't throwing games. I'm not saying that. This is a huge, huge deal, and it needs to be talked about.
I think it's the same as steroids. I don't think it's as bad as Pete Rose gambling on baseball when he's the manager.
Yeah,
I don't think it's that bad.
I would co-sign with the Pete. It's almost like a separate thing with Pete Rose because he's whatever. No, I mean that to me, like Pete Rose deserves everything that he's getting right now. But this is absolutely not an overreaction. Baseball should be doing this, and the players and the other teams are handling it correctly. This needs to be talked about. This needs to be brought up. This is a huge, huge deal. 888-729-9494. Agree or disagree? Ike thinks there's some overreaction going on.
Of course I do.
I don't. I love it. And this needs to happen because baseball needs to know that they can't continue to screw up like this. They don't have a lot of margin for error. They're already easily the third sport in this country with their viewers dying.
Yeah, I would say fourth.
Well, they're not in hockey.
Well, I mean, I put college football in front of baseball.
All right, so four. I'll go for it. 888-729-9494.
My bad, Jack. He didn't like that.
Mark's
didn't
in
like it one bit. Didn't appreciate it.
More people watch college football than, I mean, that's just a fact, Ike. 888-729-9494. We have so much going on today. We'll start with the cheating scandal. It's Marks and Reese on 94.
It angers you, especially from a guy who has played the game the right way his whole career. No shortcuts. I know how hard this game is. I know how hard preparing for this game is. And to see something like that, it's damaging to baseball. You know, it's anger. I feel like every single guy over there needs a beating. You know, it's wrong. They're messing with people's careers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's Nick Markakis today, Atlanta Braves outfielder. Everybody over there needs a beating. Perhaps it's a little bit strong, but you know what he means.
Just a little bit.
But you know what he means. This guy, that team affected the amount of money that a particular pitcher could be bringing home. Mm-hmm. Right? You win a World Series with a team, whether you're a manager or whatever, you're looked at differently. Look at the Eagles. They win a Super Bowl. Howie Roseman's giving everybody money. You know what I mean? So it's like the Astros benefited from it, where other teams obviously didn't. So, honestly, the most surprising thing to me of this whole thing was how many players are coming out on the record and really just totally, totally crushing the Astros. And I think it's great. I think it's great for baseball. It's great that they're reacting this way. So baseball knows itself. Like, you have to start handling things like this differently. And their current commissioner, Rob Manfred, from how he decided to investigate this for the punishment, for no punishment for players, like, oh, well, they wouldn't have told me without immunity. Well, how do you know? Right?
Well,
like, how about you tell them, like, hey, you tell me or I'm going to suspend you for 2 years. How about that? Otherwise, we're going to work with you and you're not going to be suspended for an entire season. All you need is a couple people to start giving you dribs and drabs of information, and then you go from there. If you know what's going on but people won't admit to it, well, screw them. They screwed it up. They screwed up not taking away the World Series. They screwed up everything with this. And the players should be pissed, and we should be pissed as fans, Ike.
Yeah.
Overblown. Yeah. We're going too far.
Yeah. I don't think – I'm not saying you shouldn't be upset as fans. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the longer this goes on, the worse it is for baseball. And the quicker they can move past this, you've already handed out punishment. to continuously talk about it and try to defend why you were so light, why you weren't heavy-handed enough on these guys with your punishment and your fines and your penalties only makes you look foolish. It makes you look weak as a commissioner. And it's already a sport where we know it's controlled by the players. So he let us know that because he was afraid to go up against the association, the players' union.
You're right.
Afraid to go up against those guys. So that lets you know that it's a league that's run by the players. And while this is a black eye on the sport, doesn't look good for the Astros, I look at this and I say, yeah, there's a few guys talking, but what's really, really telling to me is that there aren't enough guys talking, and there isn't enough of an outrage about what's going on. So that lets me know that this is, to some level, maybe not to this extent, but to some level, accepted in the sport of baseball, in the culture of baseball.
Yeah, from the other cheaters that are out there, from the people in Boston. Right, for the people that were on the Astros those years that are now with other teams because they know.
What about the years the guys won World Series benefiting from guys who were taking stuff that, I mean,
yeah,
these guys are around each other every day. You mean to tell me you didn't have
– Everybody knew who was
– Right? You didn't have one thought that this guy was on something?
Everybody knew – obviously, there were guys that were suspected, and it didn't take a brain surgeon to see.
Right.
Brady Anderson goes from being like a guy hitting home runs in the teens to 50 home runs the next year. Right? And all of a sudden, they're ballooned. Oh, yeah, I was working out in the offseason.
What about A-Rod? What about Manny Ramirez?
All those guys.
Yeah.
Right? That they thought about it and they knew it, and that's why they did it too. I mean, let me ask you, obviously without names,
mm-hmm.
when you were playing and a guy would come in and it'd be like, wow, he's pretty swolled up, or whoa, he really got big. I mean, are you suspecting teammates that are doing it?
Yes.
And it was a much different culture in baseball because the whole league was doing it essentially.
Mm-hmm. And it's not as prevalent in football, but you would suspect certain linemen. And it's funny, of the few guys that I did suspect that about, they wind up getting caught. Yeah, they eventually tested positive.
Like to your point, it's like, yeah, we saw that come. It's just a matter of whether you get caught or not. 888-729-9494. So the reaction to this is too much or just right? I think it's just right. I do. Get it out there. Be angry. Give it to them because they are cheaters, because they did steal a World Series. In 2017, the Astros, unlike anything that I've ever seen, because steroids was a league-wide thing. Maybe there were some teams that did it more or did it better, the Giants, than other teams, all right? But it was still a league-wide thing. Pitchers were doing it. Batters were doing it.
That
right?
Make it okay?
It doesn't make it okay, but at least it sets the bar more even than what happened with the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, just look at their splits. Look at what they were doing at home as opposed to the road.
Why didn't they win the World Series every year?
Well, I don't think they weren't able to do the trash can thing. I mean, eventually they had to give that up.
Well, that's what makes the whole buzzer thing so weird last year. They lost four home games.
Yeah.
In the World Series.
Well, maybe the buzzer malfunctioned.
See?
Stopped working.
Or they got afraid after Altuve almost had his shirt ripped off. And he had to run back into the tunnel to change his shirt.
Yeah, we saw the video. Yeah, we saw it.
888-729-9494.
Yep.
Let's take some phone calls. We have a nice long talk segment here. Let's go to Victor in Alney. Victor, how are you? What's up?
Hey, I want to ask y'all one question.
Yes.
If this was Philadelphia and we were on a losing end of what happened, what do you think would happen in this town? There would be bedlam.
Yeah.
The fans would be pissed. They'd be rioting in the streets. I mean, I'm over-exaggerating, but I don't think you can take this lightly. There's something more serious has to happen because this has to stop. And if this is pervasive, then you got to come down with better. You got to come down with some more sanctions or something.
Yeah, but it's too late. But they aren't. That's what I'm saying, though, Victor. They aren't. The commissioner granted these guys immunity for telling on each other, and he can't go back now and punish them. So yeah, so he can punish the Astros owner. You can find him some more money, take some more draft picks. But what you can't do, Victor, is take away the World Series. It happened.
The ripple effects of this go beyond the game and saying it's too late. That's a cop-out. To say it's too late, then you got to go back and renegotiate salaries, go back and renegotiate players' contracts. You got to renegotiate a whole lot of stuff. See, the ripple effects of this stuff continue. It's not just like, oh, yeah, we lost and it's over. No, no, no. There are multiple things, if you really think about it, that as a result of the loss have affected economically players, teams, everything. So you got to get into this a little bit more in depth because this can't continue.
But here's the problem, though, Victor. Once you start pulling that thread, when does it stop? When's it stop? When you're talking about the economical impact it had, the Astros benefited from winning the World Series, guys got bigger contracts. Okay. Okay, and I'm sure when they beat the Dodgers, you don't get paid for participating in the World Series. If you were a good player, whether you won the World Series or not, you're going to get paid. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you're going to get paid regardless if you won the World Series or not.
My buddy Jim on the text line agrees with you, Ike, says that this is totally overblown. What's done is done.
Yeah.
And they're not taking back the World Series now. They're not punishing people afterwards.
And you can't take back the rings because Major League Baseball didn't buy the rings. The owner bought the rings.
But also as he says, cheating has always been a part of baseball, and Houston just more or less figured out how to cheat better than other teams had before.
Yep.
Really not that big of a deal. Like, it's a big deal, but where we are right now it's being completely overblown. I just totally disagree. The reaction right now is actually the reaction that I think it should have gotten a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
We were more outraged 2 weeks ago than almost anybody, right? It was like, this is real. This is significant. And it took getting the spring training and some guys speaking about it to where then, like, every day somebody else feels now, it's like, all right, now I can talk about it. Right, let's go to Pat in Drescher. Pat, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Got it.
So I think the real why here is that the commissioner's office didn't know. This is probably systemic. I mean, you'd have to believe that Manfred had no knowledge of this whatsoever and then brokered a deal where he gave everybody immunity. I mean, if he truly had no knowledge, it would have been vacate the World Series, 162-game suspension. I think they knew. Just like they knew about steroids, and they let it go because it was produced some exciting
baseball.
You saw a lot more hitting.
Yep.
I think that's where it is. And I don't know that, you know, if going back in time now is really the answer. You can move forward, but for me to believe that they didn't know, I don't believe that at all. Let's take my call.
No, but see, here's the thing. I think it's pretty much documented they did know, right, Jack? Because they had sent out a memo to leagues about not doing it.
Yeah, I think they knew, you know, back when it was happening.
Yeah,
Manfred was sending out stuff.
They were warned.
Didn't he sarcastically congratulate a writer or something?
A reporter that got the internal memo. He said,
right.
Congratulations. Do you have it? Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's trying to figure he's a reporter, and he was able to obtain the memo that Manfred had sent to teams. Do you have it? Oh, here it is.
Rob Terrett, Diamond with the Wall Street Journal. You've talked a lot about wanting to gather all the facts. Yet there was a good amount of information that seems like you uncovered that was not in the report you released publicly, specifically about involvement of members of the Astros front office, some of whom still work for the Astros. I'm wondering why some of that stuff was not included in what you released publicly.
Well, first of all, you know, congratulations. You got a private letter that, you know, I sent to a club official. Nice reporting on your part.
What?
Yeah, you know what, Rob? Maybe you should have a conversation with somebody who gave it to him.
Get rid of that guy. He sent it to every club, so he probably doesn't know, right? He had to send those to every club.
It's unbelievable. It's literally unbelievable. See, this is
which is why he's trying to sweep this thing under the rug as fast as possible.
Every time he talks, he's just like, please
right,
go away. Please
right,
go
exactly.
Away.
Yes.
Like, at some point, the owners of the NFL said to Roger Goodell, less is more right now. Don't speak a lot. Like, don't be out in front of everything. You don't always need to address situations because he always seemed to make things worse, right? And that's what Manfred is doing right now. It's amazing. Like, when you see it with a guy like David Stern, David Stern he embraced his role of kind of being the villain, because I think it, for him, it was good for the NBA for him to be that guy. Mm-hmm. The problem with Goodell is he doesn't want to be the villain. He wants to be loved, so he can't figure out what he is. And Manfred's just he's just an idiot, right? However many interviews he did and the press conference that he did, he just made himself look worse.
Yes.
Like, come out, believe what you say, stick to it, and then that's it, and move away. But instead, he's made it worse, and he's pissed the players off in the process. And now they're furious.
Yeah, I mean, listen, because he knows he's talking out of both sides of his mouth, right? On one hand, he's supposed to be the overseer of this league, right? He's the one who's supposed to uphold the integrity of the league. It's his league. You're trying to sell it to your customers, right? That's what you're – so he's supposed to be viewed as a guy that's going to do what's right for the game
for
of baseball.
For yes, baseball. For the not game. For the owners, for baseball.
And
yes.
When this originally came down and he wasn't as – he didn't hand down this like a death penalty type of a punishment, it kind of lets you know it's like, oh, either he doesn't have a backbone or there's more to this that he doesn't want uncovered. And that's kind of – where the similarity with the Patriots from 07 or 06 when they got caught for the video
camera
stuff.
Well, that's the comp is Spygate.
They didn't want that information out.
Is there anything more ridiculous than the league saying, oh, well, we destroyed the tapes?
Yeah.
Like, well, why would you do that?
Because they don't want us to see the stuff that's on the
right.
tapes.
And for all the losers in Boston that says Tom Brady and Deflategate was totally bogus, why did he destroy his phone? Right?
Well, I have my own theory on why he may have destroyed his
There might have been some other things on there, Ikey. Well, regardless,
like, damn these deflated balls. They can't see what's else on this damn phone.
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing?
But you know what's going to happen if...
Yeah, he didn't want you to break the code on that phone.
If the police are asking for your cell phone and you destroy it and be like,
right.
sorry, no, they're going to have suspicions on why you destroyed the phone.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So for the NFL.
You're hiding something.
Yes. Otherwise, why would you do it?
Yes.
But you're right. Manfred more or less said, oh, well, you know, we believe them in 2019. They were honest about 2017. So we believe them. We didn't need to look into it further. I bet you didn't. Because imagine if they got caught
right.
with buzzers in 2019.
Right.
They are. They're trying to sweep this under the rug, and they're doing a poor job of it. That's why the reaction and the overreaction is just right. Let's go to Eileen in Woodbury Heights. Too much or just right, Eileen? How are you?
No, it's not. It's not just right. I'm sorry, Ike. I totally disagree with you with this, and I'm going to tell you why. Because I feel that when they come to all of the away games, that's when the fans are going to go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Every away game that they attend, it's going to be horrible. It's going to be horrible for them, not for, you know, I can't wait till they come here, you know. But it's just, I don't see this being able to move on this year, at least this year. They are going, it's going to be horrible.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing, Eileen. I can see some fans showing up to the ballpark and giving it to the Houston Astros, but in reality, what does that really mean? Like, how's that any different than them being the opposing team at a stadium anyway?
Like, well,
if you're going to boo a team at an opposing stadium, that's what they expect. I guarantee you what, those Houston Astro fans aren't going to show up to the stadium to boo their team.
Agree. I honestly, as a fan, as a Philly fan, I honestly could care less because, like you said, we can't do anything about the World Series. We can't do about any of that now. But we can, as fans, show them our disapproval of everything about how they handled this both years. So I think it's going to continue the entire season. I just cannot see this dying down.
Okay.
And I don't know. It's crazy. I just don't understand how they can't reprimand them in some way.
Well, it's because
it's
over now.
Made a deal
yeah.
with them to not do it.
Because it's over. They're not coming back and saying, you know what, second thought, no, we're taking the World Series in 2017. That's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. And that's another reason why I think that this reaction's perfect.
Will it make the Astros like a villain team in baseball? Sure. Okay.
So, Joe Giglio.
I don't know if I'm spending money if I weren't going to watch the Phillies play, if I'm going to spend money to go just because they're playing the Astros.
Joe Giglio tweets this out. Fallout from the Astros sign-stealing debacle is the best thing to happen to baseball in years. The sport is better when there's a villain. Barry Bonds, PEDs, Astros. Now it has one. And you know what? Like, this year, will they – if the Astros – because I still think the Astros are going to be good and still make the playoffs.
They are.
Will there be more –
which is even more of a reason why this isn't a big deal. It just proved that even more of a reason. So they take away the devices, and they still are going to be a good team?
But that's the difference between being a good team and winning a World Series. Well, that can be the difference.
But I'm saying if they're good enough, if you believe they're a playoff team, if they get in and they win the World Series.
But his point of this is the best thing to happen to baseball in years, it doesn't change the game. The problem with baseball and people watching is the game.
Yes.
This isn't going to change it. Sure, no. It'll be fun to scream and yell at about the Astros for a year.
I disagree with Joe. I think it would have a negative effect on casual fans. Baseball purists, they're going to watch it because they enjoy watching baseball. You know, they enjoy watching the game. But if you're trying to grab the attention of the casual fans, another scandal doesn't make fans want to go watch unless you're scoring runs.
I think if the Astros are coming to Citizens Bank Park this year, you would see an increase in attendance because people want to rip them.
I'm okay with that, sure. They might get a couple extra thousand seats.
Creating a villain is good for baseball.
Let me tell you this. You're trying to tell me, so the Astros, who've been good the past few years, and baseball, whose attendance and viewers have been going down every year, now all of a sudden it'll be a team that's going to draw people? They're going to draw people out to the ballpark?
Yeah, but it's all short term, Mike.
Of course, it's short term.
It's short term, and that's what the Giglios would say. This is great for baseball. No,
but it's not.
It's really not great.
It's not great for baseball when your best players can't drive your game. When you need scandals to drive the game, it's not good for the sport when the athletes aren't the ones that are constantly being talked about. The only thing that drives baseball talk is people complaining about the pace of the game.
That it's dead.
That it's dead. Or scandal.
You're right.
Like, now, I don't dislike baseball. I can enjoy watching baseball in the summer. To me, it's the best time to watch it.
Yeah.
In June and July and August, when the days are longer and slower and I want to have baseball on because it's a nice, relaxing sport that I can have on my TV that I don't have to stay and watch every pitch to pitch.
No, it's what, and I said it to Jack yesterday, that it's great because I can go to the grocery store and do some shopping and come out and listen to the game in the car.
Right.
And come home and it's three innings later. Yes. And I'm like, oh,
and
I didn't miss anything.
You haven't missed a whole lot.
Right.
Exactly.
And that's what I love about baseball.
Yes, I'm with you on that.
But I don't think, like, the new generation, they don't, that's not sports to them, right?
No, they need runs. They need action.
They need action. At Mark Streets WIP. The reaction to this, is it too much or is it just right? And it's brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Looking to get engaged in 2020, shop Mark's Jewelers' great collection of diamond engagement rings at their flagship store in Montgomeryville or online at marks-jewelers.com. Brian Worley actually says it's an underreaction. They basically reclined their seat into everyone. We invested our time watching these games. People get invested in them. To find out they were pretty much a fraud makes you question why you watch this stuff to begin with. Yes! Absolutely! And that's why it's not good for the game, because people that actually care are now like, oh, my God. And then baseball did nothing about it on top of it. They just said, oh, well, yo, we had to give immunity. Oh, yeah, sure you did. Because otherwise you could have possibly figured anything out. Right? Imagine if the police acted like that. Imagine if detectives acted like that. Well, we had to give immunity. Otherwise we could have never solved the case. Yeah, that's not the way that they do.
They do in some cases.
Well, in some cases, they do it. Like, they'll do it with one person to catch other people.
Yes.
Baseball didn't do that. Baseball could have found a couple of guys willing to talk.
You didn't need to give everybody immunity.
Yeah, like Mike Fiers. I mean, he didn't need immunity to come out and start talking crap.
Oh, no. He unloaded the clip.
Bang!
On everybody.
So why don't you investigate guys before you gave full immunity? Right? I mean, it's so epically stupid. Let's go to Tom and Violent. Tom, how are you?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Hi, Tom.
Of anybody, nobody even brought up the gambling aspect of it. What about people that bet? So many people in the organization that knew they were cheating could have led people to bet in the right way. It opened up a whole other can of worms if you bet against them or bet with them. I mean, it's a total disgrace.
Yeah, and I wonder how much of not taking away the World Series had to do with people that bet on another team to win the World Series that the Astros won. Now you take that away, there's ramifications. Mm-hmm. Betting's legal. But I mean, like, if I'm Congress.
Oh, how about that? I didn't even think about that part of it.
If I'm Congress, I'm saying to baseball, hey, what are you guys doing? Like, there's legal sports betting out there right now, and there's a cheating scandal like this. What are you doing to prevent this now?
I cannot believe that. I mean, I've heard a lot of different things, but I can't believe nobody touched on that. That is so major, man. The amount of money that's bet on World Series is both ways. I mean, if you bet the Yankees, how sick are you now? You know what I mean? It's unbelievable, man.
Now, I wonder.
Unbelievable.
I'm not a huge gambler, Tom. I'm still fresh into it. But if they were to reverse that, I would imagine casinos aren't going to pay out as if the Dodgers or the Yankees won, right?
Yeah, and how could they prove it, right?
Right?
I mean, I don't think people keep a losing betting ticket from
3 years ago? Yeah,
two and a half years ago. They bought it. Yeah, you know, your team loses, you throw it out. I mean, maybe there are some people that
you're
kept
mad.
It.
Yeah, why would you keep it?
I don't think you would.
Yeah,
unless you then could prove that you did it. But I mean. So
unless he saw a major cheating scandal coming 3 years
right, yeah, unless he knew
down
something.
The road.
So Jack, imagine Andrew Johnson points this out on Twitter. He says, "Can you imagine if the Astros don't even make the playoffs this year? They don't make it, and they're going to get absolutely crushed because it would be all about cheating." Now I look at their team; they have way too much talent on that team. Their starting pitching is excellent. Their position players are still very good. They're still going to win games, but does this drive them this year, or does this now, they're like, this is just one of these years from hell where nothing ever seems to go right?
Well, I tell you, the year after the Patriots, when they were caught in that scandal, right, that was the 18-1 season. Mm-hmm. So they were driven to prove to people that we don't need to videotape anybody, do all this other stuff. We can beat you. And that, remember, Bill Belichick was running the score up on everybody. Right?
He was making people pay.
Yeah, he was making everybody pay.
He said, we win because we tape people? All right.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
They were rubbing it in on teams.
Yeah, and they wound up, listen, karma bit them in the end last game. But they went through that season.
Well, that was one of the best regular seasons ever.
Yeah, they went through their season motivated to prove people wrong that they didn't need to cheat.
Until the Eagles went up there on, was it a primetime game, and they set the template for Spags.
It was a night game, yeah.
They said, hey, don't be afraid of Tom Brady. Go after him and hit him. And the Eagles were able to do that night, and that's what the Giants ended up doing right there.
Yep.
I mean, betting on the Astros next year is a pretty smart move.
What's the over-under on wins?
I don't know yet. But like a World Series futures odd? Yeah. I mean, think about it. It's us against the world. I mean,
well, one or two things can happen, you can also be exposed for not being a mentally strong team. Like, maybe this crushes them. You know, they're under the pressure, the scrutiny, being shamed, being called a cheater. Right? Does that cause them to perform badly?
Yeah, how do they react to it?
Because baseball is the toughest sport to play. I mean, football, if you're physically gifted, it's going to show up out there on the field. Baseball, man, that's a hard sport to play. You're up there trying to get hits. If you're not locked in and you're distracted, right, easy to get in a slump, easy to have a down year. Pitchers can leave balls over the plate, you know, that type of thing. The next thing you know, the Astros.
Yep. No, I mean, all it takes is a starting pitcher goes down, things start going wrong.
Right? I mean, listening to Altuve in that presser that took 20 seconds, he sounded a little nervous, too.
More than a
little,
right?
They feel like they're about to get beamed all
right.
season long.
Yeah, so what's the deal with this? So
there's the over-under.
Somebody suggesting that they get hit.
No, there's an over-under of 83.5 times that they get hit this year, hit by pitch. That was set by, I don't know if it was Westgate or was one of the books out there, set the beanballs at 83.5.
So right? they're going to get hit a lot this year.
Yeah, and
there's been a lot of fights.
And Manfred came out and said, "Oh, and that you shouldn't be throwing the ball at them." And it was like, and you know what? I agree. Jack's the guy that wants to beam people. I think that there's a place in baseball for when guys should be thrown out of shown behind, but like this whole thing where they can't come into every game and be getting hit every
right.
game because teams are pissed.
Well, like right? my point was the teams are directly affected. Like the Phillies going down there and throwing at Astros players wouldn't make any sense.
Do we play the Astros this year?
But yeah. down
Yankees.
Houston. Oh, okay.
But the Yankees.
Like Dodgers.
Now, does Garrett Cole have to throw at him even though he was on that team and he likely benefited from
right.
I wouldn't
from
want
that.
Garrett Cole throwing at anyone.
No.
Yeah, it's probably not the wisest. It'd be like Doc throwing at people. Well, I mean, it continues to be the big story across the country. I think because everybody can relate, right? I mean, you don't have to be a current big baseball fan that likes – a team or players or whatever, everybody can relate to scandals and cheating scandals in sports. And it's terrible. And baseball is the worst at handling these things. Actually, and football's bad too. But baseball, how they handled the steroid thing. And we had the caller earlier that said that he believes that they knew and they were complicit in it to where they weren't trying to do anything about it because it was good for baseball. 2017 Astros winning the World Series was good for baseball. The only reason I even know they won the World Series in 2017 is because of this. No one cared. Right? That wasn't driving people to the TV.
No.
Steroids was a different story.
Sure.
And I don't even know. I don't even know if they really knew about it or they just.
They knew. They had to suspect something.
Well, you would have been completely clueless
power,
not to.
Yeah.
But I mean, the media didn't do their job in talking about it.
Well, remember Canseco had brought it up and they tried to basically blackball him.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Come on, man. What are you doing? Jack, is this bigger than steroids? This scandal right here?
Oh, yeah. It's way bigger.
Way bigger than steroids.
Well, because if you know a pitch is coming, it's so much easier to hit. Like, if I was pitching, I would rather throw to a guy that's on steroids than a guy that knew a pitch is coming.
Yes.
I mean, the home run splits are crazy.
If you know an off-speed pitch is coming, mm-hmm. that's the biggest advantage that you can have is knowing what pitch is coming.
Sure.
So I mean, and that's why to me this is even bigger than steroids. And
well, like, look at Clayton Kershaw. So Clayton Kershaw pitched in like Game 5 of that series or whatever, and like he is one of the best curveballs in the sport, best sliders in the sport, this strikeout pitch, and people swing at it in the dirt. The Astros didn't even attempt a swing at one of his curveballs or one of his sliders, like at home, and he got lit up. Like that is systematically changing the game. Which is steroids, I understand, but you still have to get the guy out. Obviously, he's on steroids, but
steroids is still a big deal. But you know, you're right. I mean, if he connects with the ball, it's going to go further than if he wasn't on steroids. But you still have the advantage of him not knowing what's coming. If you know what's coming, I don't know if there's a bigger advantage in sports other than knowing. Well, like we said with Spygate,
mm-hmm.
they knew what play was coming. That's pretty important, Ike.
Yeah. although you have to know what play is coming.
Right.
And football is a little bit harder unless they have the ability to tap into our signals or the headsets, right? You can know by personnel. You can get sort of a, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 or 7 plays.
You have an idea of what it could be. But Spygate gave them.
Supposedly it gave them the ability to do that.
Right.
Supposedly. Spygate happened so long ago, I can't remember, man.
Me neither.
I just know it happened.
Well, because it didn't, and it also didn't. When did they get busted for it too? Was it immediate?
05 or 06?
So it wasn't immediately afterwards, but it was pretty close to being
right.
after that. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese. 888-729-9494. I'm seeing an over under this year of the Astros of 94.5. Now I also saw
man,
a 97.
That's pretty good. Expect them to be pretty good.
I take the over.
Man, the over?
I take the over, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long season. Sure, maybe on the road, guys are going to come out. I mean, you guys are cheaters. Right? I mean, ultimately, the talent is what's going to win. And over the course of 162, I'll take the Astros in more games than that.
Oh, man, I looked at the first month of this Philly schedule.
Blah. Really?
Yeah, this April is.
See, you're not. We talked about this yesterday, where there's not enough love for this team right now. I believe that. I believe that. For the
Phillies?
Me personally, I worry too much about the big picture and being mad about how the team's built and how they screwed this up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I look at. And they won't do salary cap or luxury tax or whatever. Like, I think most people, they're more focused on that than actually looking at this team. I think this team's a lot better than people realize or give it credit for.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do.
I said 83 wins.
Barely over 500. Yeah, that's not a playoff team. No, I think that they're better than that.
You know they're not a playoff team.
No, I quite to the contrary.
This team is not. If this team is a playoff team right now, then they should be spending over the luxury tax.
Let's see what George on a cell says. Hi, George. How are you?
How you doing, fellas?
Hi,
I think baseball's a big joke. Baseball's a big joke anyway. Look what they did with the baseballs. They made them smaller like a golf ball. They're easier to hit home runs now. And you know, and you're talking about cheating. Well, they're cheating with that. And they knew about steroids back in the 90s, too, and they let them get away with it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
The owners are ruining baseball.
Yeah,
they really are.
I was surprised, George, at the amount of involvement that this Astros front office was possibly involved with this whole thing. You're talking about a whole team cheating.
Yep.
I mean, you're talking about the whole team.
Yeah, and the GM was like, I knew nothing about this. The manager of the team knew about it but didn't say anything or do anything about it.
Of course he didn't.
Yeah, because it's working and they're winning games.
Yes.
And he's rewarded with a nice contract and World Series winner and everything else. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Because he could have very easily said, enough.
Yep.
Stop doing this.
Yep.
I'm the manager of the team.
He smashed the monitors twice,
yes!
John.
Yeah, no, I mean, I honestly believe that all else being equal, he didn't want him to do it. But you're just going to let your players walk all over you and your bench coach walk all over you?
It's hard when you're winning like that, too.
No,
when you're winning like that, you're the best team in the AL. You're in the ALCS, World Series,
Agreed.
He's sitting there like, man, I'm not about to mess this up.
He's like, yeah, I wish it wasn't happening. But
agreed.
Like,
if they all owned it, like, some of the players said after that stupid press conference, some of the players said, we were all in on it. We're all guilty of it.
Mm-hmm.
The owner, the GM, the manager. Everybody's guilty of it. Whether it was your idea, whether you took part of it, if you knew about it, then you take responsibility for it. Be honest about it. 888-729-9494. We'll get back into it on the other side. 888-729-9494. Also coming up, Ike, you seem like a guy that has some pet peeves. Do you have pet peeves?
I probably do and don't even realize it.
Jack, are you a pet peeve guy?
There's things that annoy me.
Yeah.
Things that bother me.
I could see that. Well, Deion Sanders has a pet peeve. We'll see. We'll find out if it's valid. You'll hear it coming up next. I thought it was bizarre, and I take issue with it. We'll play it for you coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP, back right after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.